Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Whole milk back in schools. The Senate passes a bill. We're getting whole milk back in schools. Excellent. That matters. We got to end the stupid low-fat craze that gripped America and made everybody fat, eating lots of carbs, lots of high-carbohydrate foods, and enough is enough with that. So that's big as the MAHA movement continues and gets more momentum. Absolutely no doubt about that. This is our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPG. My final hour till after Thanksgiving, at least on the show. Then next week, I will be doing America's Newsroom Monday, Fox Cross America, Jimmy Fallon Show Monday, Tuesday, America Reports, Wednesday, Dana Lash's radio show, Thursday, Friday, America's Newsroom. But I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving. And keep in touch on social media, please. Every platform is at Rich Zeoli Show. So just connect, follow, keep in touch. I appreciate it. We got great guest hosts for you next week. And but you know, it's just the kids have half days, the family's coming into town. The downside of doing afternoon drive is that it's right in the middle of the time when you got the kids and the family and everything like that. So I had to take off next week for Thanksgiving, but still working. And I polled actually my liberal in-laws. I'm going to say this again, say this every year. Don't fight about politics over Thanksgiving. You're not changing anybody's mind. All you're going to do is get agita. Just don't do it. Remember, we won, they lost. Let them gripe. Let them moan. Don't fall in any of their traps. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. You know, but if you want a quick comeback to something, just say, well, at least we don't have a commie who decided to fly to Washington versus take the train like an everyman. The fact that Mandami's taking a plane to D.C. and not flying not taking a train. I mean, what a man of the people, huh? What a man of the people. Just saying. Anyway, they want a pizza, so I'm making my I grab my Anna Napolitana Tipo 00 flour from Cento. Going to be making some pizza. Wood-fired pizza for the win. For appetizers on Thanksgiving. Great. Works for me. And then I got the big can of the San Marzano tomatoes. Years ago, I had this whole thing where the mob was pulling a Frank Pantangeli. And people were like, are these really San Marzano tomatoes? Because they're the best. They grow in the soils of Mount Vesuvius. And they were like, yeah. And they weren't. Macento figured that out. And now they're certified product of Italy, San Marzano tomatoes. I just look, for me personally, and I know that I've said this before about the tariffs on pasta. It's stupid. It's not a national security imperative. I prefer buying pasta that's made in Italy. I prefer buying flour that's made in Italy. I know there are great local pasta shops in our area, and I will try to patronize them as much as I possibly can. But if I'm buying stuff at the supermarket because I don't have time, and a lot of times I don't have time, I'd rather grab a bag of, you know, Anna pasta from Cento, because I know it's made in Italy and it's bronze dyed and all that, and that's you know, that's for me, that's what you need. But oh, and I got asked a question about the sauce. And so what do you do with it? You don't cook it when you're doing pizza. Don't cook it first. Some people make that mistake. They cook it and then it basically burns in the oven. So I just throw it right on there. Sometimes I'll buy the tomato puree. And Cento's got crushed tomatoes too that come in a box, which I like. And sometimes I'll just throw that on. If I'm doing the real high heat, that works really, really well. And you just throw it right on there. You throw the cheese on there. I'm making homemade mozz, by the way. I'm making homemade mozz. I love doing that. And then pizza cooks in like 90 seconds. But even if you're doing it in your home oven, my advice is don't cook the pizza sauce first. And it's not gravy. There's no meat in it. And you're not cooking it first. You're just putting tomatoes, crushed tomatoes, basically, on top of the pizza in the oven. Let it cook that way. Otherwise, you get it burnt. And you know when you go to a pizzeria and you can tell that they made just like a giant pot of sauce and then they throw that on the pizza all day? And then it comes out and it doesn't taste good because it's burnt. That's why. So keep that in mind as you do it. And a little trick, if you're doing it in the home oven, do a pizza steel and get a pizza stone. So you put the pizza steel right under the burner. And then so if you have a top burner, you put it right there. If you have a bottom burner, you put it on the bottom. And then you put the pizza stones on the opposite side. So the top or the bottom, depending on. And that recreates, and you put the oven on convection, and it recreates a brick oven pizzeria in your home oven. Get that as high as you can, 500, 550. Let it sit for an hour and heat up, and then you're good to go. Obviously, I'm hungry. It's the fourth and final hour, and this is what happens. We end up talking food. But I'm really happy about the whole milk thing. The fact that the Senate had to pass this, it shows you that the MAHA movement is working, and the MAHA movement is gaining traction, and we are now getting away from the nonsense that we dealt with for years, which is the government lying to us about what was happening by saying, please don't drink fat foods or eat fat foods. It was a unanimous vote, by the way. And they had to pass this law, which is crazy. Unanimous Senate vote, a big win for schools and dairy. The Senate's approval of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act could soon give schools the option to serve 2% and whole milk again, because right now they don't have it. So it passed the Senate unanimously. It's going to pass the House. And right now, they're not allowed to serve whole and 2% milk. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. So they can only do the 1% and fat-free. Skim is stupid. You know what I mean? So restoring schools' option to offer whole and reduced fat milk will mean more school kids will get the essential nutrients they need. This common sense legislation will help American children get back on solid nutritional footing. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval, that's a cool name, echoes that message, adding broader implications for both students and dairy producers. This is a win-win for kids and dairy farmers because the nutritional benefits of whole milk are now broadly known. By lifting the restrictions on whole and reduced fat 2% milk in schools, kids have more access to important protein, calcium, and vitamins because school milk accounts for almost 8% of fluid milk demand. It's a significant market driver, too. Michael Dykes, president and CEO of the International Dairy Foods Association, also weighed in, highlighting the broader coalition behind the effort. The long wait is nearly over. We're closer than ever to bringing whole milk back to schools. Today's Senate passage is a watershed moment for children's health and for the dairy farmers, processors, parents, and nutrition advocates who have fought for decades to restore whole and 2% milk to school meals. The Senate measure was sponsored by Roger Marshall of Kansas, Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania. Oh, I wish I asked him about that tomorrow. Yeah, or yesterday, tomorrow. It's a long road back for whole milk. This is crazy. Whole and reduced fat milk were removed from school menus in 2012 under nutrition standards set by the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. That was Michelle Obama. Remember when Michelle Obama got involved in schools and started doing her nonsense? Yep. Aimed at reducing childhood obesity. At the time, schools were restricted to serving only fat-free or 1% milk, and flavored options had to be fat-free as well. While intended to improve student health, the change coincided with a noticeable drop in school milk consumption and left children without the milk choices most families rely on at home. Over the past decade, research has shown that milk fat has a neutral or positive effect on health outcomes, prompting nutrition experts and policymakers to reconsider the restrictions. The shift in understanding has helped build bipartisan support for restoring school flexibility. So there you go. I think it's good. I think it's a really good thing. It's just amazing, though, they had to actually do that. You know what I mean? They had to actually pass a law to undo the nonsense that they did. But that's a good move. In other news, you know, I told you we talked about this earlier in the show. Eric Swalwell is running for president. Oh, it's adorable, don't you think? Come on, that is adorable. And if you're wondering what's happening, it turns out, and maybe you'll see this, did you know white people are just randomly lynching black people in this country? Did you know that? I was not aware of that. I feel like we would hear about that. But Jasmine Crockett, that's her latest claim here, her latest allegation on this.
They're going to do. Honestly, they're about to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. Like, they are about to be like, oh, that's not a thing. Forget the fact that you're talking about getting rid of, like, the classification for nooses in a time in which we have seen these random black bodies be strung up down south. Also,
what?
Seemingly at a time in which you're back in office, because what you do is you embolden the hate. You embolden everybody to take off their hoods. That is what he has done. He is the one that is producing this violence. Listen, what are you gonna do?
Am I missing something here? I feel like if black bodies were being randomly strung up, we would hear about this more. I mean, call me crazy. I know the media is busy this time of year covering Black Friday stories and sales and whatnot. Like, hey, you can Amazon, you can get a Keurig for 85. I get that. But I also think that if there were, in fact, black bodies being strung up and lynched in America in the year 2025, that would probably be a story. That would probably be a thing you'd hear. Maybe I'm way off on this. Maybe I'm way off on this one. It's possible. But I think at least maybe one enterprising reporter would stop what they're doing and be like, listen, hey, I know we're supposed to cover the cow milking contest here, but did you notice there were black bodies strung up on all those trees outside when we were driving into town? Like, I feel like maybe I should report on that. I don't know. Maybe the producer back in New York or L.A. or wherever goes, nah, that's not really interesting to anybody. We want to focus on the dairy milk competition. It's like, but yeah, but you got people in white hoods, like the Klan's back, and they're lynching black people, and there's all these bodies strung up. Don't you think maybe at that point the editor would be like, fine. You know, we'll put it in the back of the new, like a quality of life piece in the back of the. How stupid is Jasmine Crockett? And for a member of Congress to just come out and lie like that is absolutely amazing to me. That she can come out and just lie in that matter. Just listen to it again.
They're not even going. Honestly, they're about to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. Like, they are about to.
What is that? They're about to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. What the hell does that even mean? They're going to outlaw the idea of white supremacy and white hate. I don't even know if that's English. I can't even follow that. All right.
To be like, oh, that's not a thing. Forget the fact that you're talking about getting rid of, like, the classification for nooses in a time in
the classification for nooses. The classification for nooses. I'm gonna play the hypothetical game here. All right. Do you think there's some sort of a loophole that if in this magical, idiotic world that she's talking about, the KKK resurfaced, and started lynching people again, that they would get off the hook because the lynch, the noose, didn't meet the noose classification. Like, that would be some sort of a loophole, and some judge would be like, yo, your rope tied around that man's neck and on a tree does not meet the noose certification. Henceforth, this is not a lynching. Case dismissed. Like, what? What freaking bizarro universe is this woman living in? Does she go back in time at night to, like, I don't know, 1940 in the Deep South when the Klan's running around, or maybe in the late 1860s when the militant wing of the Democrat Party, the KKK, was going nuts and lynching people? Like, and then she comes back at night. Is she some sort of a nighttime traveler? And she wakes up and then goes, man, they're lynching people everywhere. It's like, what? This here rope that you used to murder a man does not meet the noose standard. Therefore, there was no lynching. There was no murder. I'm sorry to waste your time, good sir. Case dismissed. Like, what freaking world is this? All right. One more time here. Go ahead.
Bitch. We have seen these random black bodies be strung up down south.
Where have we seen this? Where have we seen these random black bodies being strung up down south? Has anyone seen this? I will give $10 million if anyone can show me something, because that says a lot about our current state in this country. Not just the fact that people would be lynching people, but that it wouldn't get any coverage whatsoever. That to me would be the biggest thing. Like, not even a TikTok video, not even some kid with a phone being like, oh, look, black bodies being strung up. It's possible. I mean this sincerely. It's possible that Jasmine Crockett, when she sleeps, she goes back in time. As some sort of metaphysical change occurs, and she's back in like 1897 in like, I don't know, Alabama or something. I guess, I don't know. There's no other explanation for this other than the woman is just that stupid and that much of a liar and thinks that this can't be fact-checked. And I'm pretty sure we can fact-check this one. I think this is one we can fact-check. Again, I feel like it'd be kind of a big story. I'm obsessed with this clip.
Strung up down south. Also, seemingly at a time in which you're back in office, because what you do is you embolden.
So I guess she's assuming that Trump, and under Trump now, we have these random black men who are being strung up down south, and Trump's back in office. Okay, so then wouldn't that be even be a bigger story? Call me crazy, but don't you think maybe Mary Bruce, who got yelled at in the Oval Office the other day, like, you're fake news, zip it. Wouldn't she then at that point call up ABC News and being like, listen, it's time to burn this guy. I know you've been sitting on the story of the random black men strung up on trees, but we should run with that now. I want to really get this guy back. And they'd be like, I don't know. I mean, I think that would probably come out. No? Also, this idiot lives in the South. She's from Texas. So is she suggesting that people in her state are lynching people? Like, I want to understand this. Is this happening in her congressional district? Is it happening by her constituents? Are her constituents lynching people? We live in the dumbest time ever. I mean, I honestly, and randomly lynching, not even like coordinated, like not even planned, randomly lynching. Like, let's go lynch that guy over there. All right, tie him up in a tree and nobody's going to notice. And except Jasmine Crockett should be the only one who pays attention to this. This is so dumb. But this is a member of Congress. All right, more to come here on our fourth and final hour. That is the Big Story of the Hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, Vanaria Dental, my buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Vanaria. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
86 Democrats join with Republicans to condemn socialism as America's mother-in-law and Stephen Colbert try to push Mam Dani on the rest of the country. Welcome back to the show, our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Great to have you with us today. I appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I am off next week. Not off, but off on the show at least. But a lot going on. I'll keep you posted on social media. Please make sure you follow along for all the fun, okay? Rich Cioli Show. Please do that. So Democrats joined Republicans in a resolution to condemn socialism as Zoram Mamdani at the White House today, as we talked about earlier in the show. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly voted in favor of a resolution condemning socialism, with several Democrats crossing the aisle to rebuke socialist policies in the U.S. following Zoran Mamkani's recent election, Mamkami, as the mayor-elect of New York City. 86 Democrats joined Republicans in supporting the measure in a 285-98 vote. Two members, Deborah Ross, Democrat of Pennsylvania, and Janelle Bynum, Democrat of Oregon, voted present. Notably, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, who endorsed Mamdani just days before the mayoral election, also voted in favor of the measure. This is from Fox News. The resolution, introduced by Representative Maria Salazar of Florida, highlights a list of the economic system's failures and serves as a rebuke of political forces inching toward more socialist platforms. Among other items, it asserts that socialism has led to famine and mass murder under the Cuban Castro regime, the Chinese rule of Mao Zedong, the ongoing Venezuelan regime of Nicolas Maduro, and others. Quote, resolved by the House of Representatives that Congress denounces socialism in all its forms and opposes the implementation of socialist policies in the United States. While the resolution itself isn't binding, the congressional review comes as socialism and its political momentum have taken up a larger share of the national spotlight in recent months. Progressive candidates like Bernie Sanders, Democrat socialist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and others have continued to push for increased government role in public services. And this is what America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, was saying on Stephen Colbert's show last night as they try to push Ma'am Donnie on the rest of the United States of America. And no surprise there, this is what they want. This is the future for them. Here we go.
I did.
And the picture of her and Ma'am Donnie.
You know, while New York has its own issues and it has its own concerns, and New York doesn't necessarily vote the way the rest of the country votes, his message of affordability,
yep,
his message of the rights and the dignity of working people, I think is a very powerful one that, you know, it may open in New York, but like a Broadway show, it's going to play very well in the national tour. Some people say this is only for New York.
I disagree.
I think he's identified something that, yes, is in New York with its diverse population. But everyone in America sees something in this for them.
That's right. You know, this
on both sides of the aisle, by the way, the complaints are similar.
Yeah, well, this is the whole point. Remember, Donald Trump, when he ran, kept saying over and over and over that he would lower costs for American families on day one. Those were his words, on day one. So here we are now, 10 months later, and the cost of groceries is up, the cost of utilities is up.
Okay, here we go with the lecture from America's mother-in-law. All right, here we go. The lecture and the lie. Well, here we are. It's very fitting that I'm playing a clip of America's mother-in-law since you may be dealing with your mother-in-law this Thanksgiving. You may love your mother-in-law. I say she's America's mother-in-law because she's always lecturing all of us. It's not a dig at mothers-in-law, just a dig at her being America's mother-in-law. I think it's quite fitting. When she's not dancing with tables, her Native American name, dances with tables. Remember that day she crashed into the table in the Senate? Anyway, let's hear the lies.
The cost of housing is up, and the Republicans are literally pushing the cost of health care through the stratosphere.
The stratosphere.
So, what are Democrats going to do? It's what we've already seen in this most recent election. Zoran ran with a real focus on making his city more affordable for working families. Michelle Wu ran on that one by 49 points, by the way, against a billionaire. Go, Michelle. But notice it's already jumped the river. Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey ran on affordability. The two public utility commissioners down in Georgia, first Democrats to win statewide in like 111 years, ran on affordability.
When they say affordability, what they mean is providing stuff to you vis-a-vis socialism. That's what they mean when they say affordability. We say affordability, we mean deregulating so that prices can come down, opening up, or I should say, taking away barriers of competition and ensuring that we can have a situation where prices will come down because a lot of it's largely tied to oil and energy, and that's happening. When they say affordability, they mean the government paying for it for you. That's what they mean when they say that. Understand that that is exactly the case. Now, as far as where the Republican Party is today, as the Democrat Party is fighting the civil war over socialism, J.D. Vance made a really great point after he offered his condolences to the Bush family, or I'm sorry, the Cheney family, a really great point about what the Republican Party is today and where it is today. Now, look, there are challenges ahead. There are challenges ahead, no doubt about it. And there are, unfortunately, some crazy people out there saying crazy things on our side of the aisle. We have not brought down affordability, prices yet, and that's going to be a challenge. I believe with the deregulation, with the energy stuff, it's going to happen. But one thing that we know is that on the foreign policy side and on ensuring that jobs are not leaving America, this is where this administration has been delivering in a big, big way. I mean, also ending the woke stuff and the DEI. There's been a ton of policy accomplishments, no doubt about it. But in terms of the change of the Republican Party from being the warmonger party, you know, when I watched on that stage in 2016 and or actually really 2015 and seeing how many Republicans up there were of the mindset of America should be the world police and, you know, going around and kicking ass, and how the party has changed from that. Because it was really just Trump and Rand Paul back then who were against all that stuff and everybody else. And you've seen the change in Rubio and Ted Cruz, who were of that mindset then and are not anymore. And that's good. You know, that's good. Because I think if Jeb exclamation mark had won, America probably would have been involved in another battle. I think it was just the where the party's thinking was back then. I mean, it's like Ukraine. I mean, the battle between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump in the primary, when Haley wanted the United States to do more siding with Ukraine, and the president wants the war to end and just have peace, whereas I think there were certain Republicans who would have kept that going. And I think that's been a real fundamental change. This is what Vance said.
I think it's a huge mistake. Look, the American people don't want stupid wars and America's jobs going overseas and wide open borders. That is, whether intentional or not, that was the legacy of the Republican Party that came before Donald J. Trump. I'm glad the president got us away from that Republican Party. It lost, but it was also a disaster for the United States of America. Let's actually have a foreign policy where we focus on the interests of American citizens. Let's have an economic policy that's about building in the United States of America rather than shipping all of our jobs overseas and getting Wall Street enriched in the process. Let's have an economic policy that's about more self-sufficiency. I mean, I have three kids. I have an 8-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 3-year-old. I don't want to wake up in a country where I take my kid to the doctor and they can't get antibiotics, because the antibiotics that were invented in the United States of America are manufactured in some foreign country. That is the legacy of the Republican Party that came before Donald J. Trump. We're not going back to it.
Good. Bravo. I'm spot on with that answer. Spot on. Absolutely. But as far as the economic pain goes, and there's a clip on Grabian of a Pennsylvania person saying the economy's only gotten worse. As far as all that goes, the message from Vice President J.D. Vance is this.
My message to the American people who are still feeling like things are unaffordable, who are still feeling like things are rough out there is look, we get it and we hear you and we know that there's a lot of work to do. There's a lot of wood to chop because the Biden administration put us in such a very, very tough spot. And the way that I think about this is it's always helpful to take this from the abstractions to the actual real things that people are worried about. So take, for example, a dozen eggs. I'll never forget this. It was one of the very first, maybe the single first press conference that the president had done since he had been since he had started his second term. And some reporter, probably from ABC, yells at him and says, "What have you done about the price of eggs? The price of eggs are up 300% over the past 3 years." And it's like, it was January the 23rd. It's like, what do you mean, what have we done in 2 days? It's going to take a little bit of time to fix that problem. And so if you're an American who's just struggling to get by, you work hard, you pay your taxes, you want your kids to have good opportunities, and the price of eggs goes from $2 a dozen to $8 a dozen under the Biden administration, and then under the Trump administration, it goes from $8 a dozen to maybe $6.50 a dozen, well, to you, that is still a major problem. And even though we've made incredible progress, we understand that there's a lot more work to do. And the thing that I'd ask for the American people is a little bit of patience. This economy was not harmed.
Okay, so that's the key, right? And let me just analyze this for a second here, because I think that J.D. Vance is very good at tapping into empathy. And one of the problems right now, and this is what I talked about earlier in the week when I was filling in for Jimmy and I talked to Elizabeth Pipko, who was a GOP national spokesperson, is you can't spin this stuff. You know, you can't spin the whole, like, things are better. And when you go to the grocery store and you look at your receipt and it's clearly not better, you can't spin that. You got to be honest. You have to be honest, and you can't blame the grocery stores like Biden did. And you can't tell everybody things are great. Don't believe your lying eyes. And a big part of that, of empathy, is acknowledging, hey, listen, we know things aren't great yet, but bear with us. So I think this is a good message. And then, of course, the Trump administration, rightfully so, acknowledging that many of the tariff policies that they've done have raised prices, have caused prices to go up. So then bring those products, exclude those from the tariffs, and let's do that. That's important. Let's recognize that.
10 months. It took a deliberate four-year administration that was making life harder for everyday Americans, that was importing foreign workers instead of giving jobs to American workers, that was over-regulating, over-taxing, overspending. They were doing everything wrong. And as much progress as we've made, it's going to take a little bit of time for every American to feel that economic boom, which we really do believe is coming. We believe that we're on the front end of it, but we also recognize that we've got a lot of work to do to undo the damage that Joe Biden did to the American economy. And the last point I'll say, Matt, is let's be honest, it's not just Joe Biden. As much as I think Joe Biden was one of the most disastrous presidents of American history, we had a policy in this country for 40 years of shipping American jobs overseas and hiring foreign workers instead of American workers. That has caused the economic stagnation of the American middle class. There was one bright spot in 40 years, and that was the first Trump administration. And there is going to be a massive exception to that 40-year trajectory of American decline. And that's the second Trump administration. We just got to keep it going.
Good. It's smart. And that's what he wrote about in his book. I mean, that's the whole basis of his book, Hillbilly Elegy, was about the shipping of jobs.
Living
overseas.
In New York himself.
So that's an important point right there that he's making. All right. More to come in our fourth and final hour. This is fun. We're almost out of here. I love it. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, before I get out of here for Thanksgiving, we found the confrontation with the mall cops. This is from when I was in Afternoons in the first iteration. And Greg and Dawn were with me. And this happened, Patrick was one, so 10 years ago. We found this. Matt found it in the archive, so we're going to play it on our way out here. I just still can't believe this happened. Anyway, I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving and a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you know how grateful I am to you for listening, for helping to tell the story about the show and spread the show. Justin, I'm incredibly grateful for you and all the hard work you do every day on this show. Could not do it without you. Matt. Right. So without further ado, the Mall Santa, have a happy Thanksgiving. Keep in touch on social media. Here we go. Do you remember a little while ago we had a situation where the Cherry Hill Mall decided to scrap their Santa policy? Dawn, this was like, yes, I think when you first started.
When I first started.
Do you remember the story?
And people were complaining because they charged the $30. They charged all the money and wait.
And they didn't want to do that. And so the Cherry Hill Mall heard the complaints of the people and they changed the policy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the point that I was trying to make last night. So Patrick is too young to go in Santa's lap. He doesn't want to do it. He's afraid.
Yeah.
He's afraid to go in a hot cheerleader's lap. So he's certainly not going to a fat guy with a beard. So we go to the mall last night, and he did not want to go to see Santa. He wasn't interested in that. But that they took a break at 5 o'clock, and they had all these people waiting. It's a long line, and a bunch of people didn't know that they were going to take a break. And so one couple had bought, like, a fast pass thing that's supposed to get them to the head of the line. They came there early for it, and they had two kids, and the kids were very upset. And I asked a question to one of the people there working the photo booth thing, and I said, hey, why are you taking a break right now? Like, what's all these people are waiting, and they said, well, that's the way it is. Very just dismissive and sort of nasty, you know? And I said, okay. And I talked to a few of the people who were there waiting, and they didn't know that this break was going to happen. It wasn't clearly advertised for them. And that all these kids, and you know how kids are when you're trying to make kids wait, right?
It's hot. Maybe Santa had to go to the bathroom
for an hour. So from 5 to 6, they take a break.
Or is it like the union?
It's like a Santa union.
Santa has some bowel issues.
Yeah, Santa's got a little backed up.
Go, honey, Santa has a poopy.
So they have two hour long breaks during the day. Hour long breaks. And, you know, look, Christmas is December 25th this year, right? So it's not as if, this is going to go on forever. And so the woman says, well, they're already lining up. So if you want a picture, you better get in line. And the line's already long and the kids are upset. By 5 o'clock, there's a line and they're waiting. So I went over to them and I said, hi, I'm curious. You know, I'm with CBS Philly and I have a talk show and I've talked to some parents here. They're upset. I just want to know why you have a policy like this. Why don't you just get another person to help out when Santa's on break, you know? And they were just completely dismissive, and they put me on the phone with some regional manager or something, and they said, you know, well, this is our policy. And I said, I understand that, but I'm just letting you know, you have some customers who are very upset, and they have some, you know, the kids are acting up, and I'm just curious why you wouldn't want a more accommodating policy. And it wasn't with the mall, it was with this photo company. And they were like, well, that's the way it is. And I said, all right, well, then I'll take it up with the people at the mall. And I handed the phone back to the woman. Meanwhile, I'm with my one-year-old son, and he's walking now, you know, so he takes his stroller and he starts to push it. So I walk away with him. We walk about 20 feet away. There's these cool, like, you know, cars you can put money in. You put a couple coins in, the cars jump up and down, you know, that sort of thing. And we're playing over there. I look over and there's two mall cops.
Oh, gee.
Like 25 feet away with their white mall cop shirts on and their flashlight, the Paul Blart. And they're looking over at me.
Were they on Segways?
Yeah, no. And they should have been, right?
Oh, my gosh.
And they're looking over at me and I'm thinking, this can't possibly be for me. Like, did they call the mall police for me? Because I'm expressing how people aren't happy with the Santa policy. So I'm kind of looking around and they're not saying anything. They're just kind of looking at me. Meanwhile, the line's stretching. Another couple walks over to me and they were like, oh, thanks for saying something. Because, you know, we came here at 5 o'clock and, you know, one of the kids was special needs and they, you know, they couldn't wait and very upset. So then I start walking with Patrick around by where the Santa area is, and I get these dirty looks from the people who are working there. And then I see one of them like call over to the mall cop, and the Paul Blart mall cop comes over to me and he says to me, he goes, yeah, because, you know, it's very threatening. I've got my diaper bag and my son, my one-year-old son. I mean, I look pretty fierce here.
Put down the diaper bag.
Yeah, you with the diaper bag. Put down the diaper bag and step back. So he comes over to me, he goes, I understand you have a problem. And I said, with what? And he said, with the Santa operation. And I said, yeah, I do. I actually do. And I expressed that to them. And he said, well, what's your problem? And I said, well, as I mentioned to them, I have a talk show. And we cover the Delaware Valley. And people are upset with the policy. And this was a big deal with the Cherry Hill Mall. And I want to know why this is the way it is. Well, everybody likes it but you. I said, well, that's actually not true, sir, because there's many people here that I've talked to today for my story, which I'm going to write, and they're very unhappy with the situation. They don't understand why it is that you can't be more accommodating to the families. And then he says, well, they called me over because because you said you were unhappy. And I said, why did they call you over? I'm a member of the media. What did they think I was going to do? I've got a diaper bag and a 1-year-old over here. And not only that, but he had backup. He had backup with him. Oh, it was Mall Cop 1 and Mall Cop 2. The other guy's in his Mall Cop white shirt with his flashlight and his, I don't know what. They can't carry weapons. Thank God, by the way. I said, what do you got, backup? And the guy says, oh no, the other guy was just here. He just came over to observe.
You're curious.
Observe.
They're probably Rich Cioli fans. Like, really? Rich Cioli's over there?
Yeah, I wish that was the case. So then Patrick takes off and he starts pushing the stroller. So he walks away. So I said, listen, take down my name and number because I want the mall to know what's going on here. And again, I'm going to write something about this. I realized, like, I just got harassed by the mall cops because I expressed the concern about their Santa policy.
Law and order. Santa.
Law and order. Santa mall police. You, sir, we're concerned that the Cheerios you're feeding your son might be tainted. Put down the diaper bag and step away. So I tweeted something about this last night because, you know, look, this is in my backyard. I live in the community. I want them to know about this because people are unhappy. And then these trolls come after me on Twitter. One guy accuses me of white privilege and elitism because I'm not willing to allow Santa to take a break.
Yeah, but I will tell you.
White privilege and elitism, Dawn.
That's crazy.
Because I won't let Santa take a lunch break.
Law and order Twitter division.
Well, you should strike back and you should say, how do you know what my ethnicity is? You don't know who I am.
Well, they have my picture on Twitter. That's the only thing they can see me.
They don't.
I identify as a poor black boy from the movie. What's the movie with Steve Martin?
The Jerk.
The Jerk. I mean, white privilege and elitism.
Wow.
And I said, well, I got an idea. I mean, we're all for Santa taking breaks here, but what about, say it with me now, in earmuffs, kids, a second Santa, right? During your
other
peak
malls,
times?
Other malls, like the Plymouth Meeting Mall, they'll have a Mrs. Santa come in, walk around with the
right.
kids. They'll have a...
Instead of just shutting down the operation?
Right. They'll have little elves, because Elf on the Shelf. Like, they'll have all kinds of other characters that you can either get a picture with or that they entertain the kids while they take a break.
They were so completely rude to me, and then called the mall cop. You guys know me. Do I ever strike you as somebody who you have to call the mall cops
no,
on?
No,
the mall security guards, mall police.
Were they armed?
Yeah, with a flashlight. And then this is the best part. As I'm walking away, the mall cop one, and then mall cop two is keeping a safe distance. And I don't know if they're going to call mall cop SWAT. I don't know. He says to me as we're walking, I said, you know, look, I'm a member of the media, and you know, I really think it's ridiculous you guys would bring over the mall cops. I said, I have the First Amendment here, you know, which protects me, and I'm a big believer in that. He goes, yeah, except with liberals, they don't like the First Amendment and freedom of speech because they only want to hear what they want to hear. And I turned to him and I said, what the hell are you talking about? I said, I'm the most conservative person you could possibly ever meet. I'm talking about the fact that Santa's on break and the kids are waiting. Why are you bringing politics into this and labeling me as a liberal? It was like,
wow.
I was in a bizarro universe, Dawn. Like, I'd stepped through some sort of a portal in space and I came out and I'm surrounded by mall cops. I had no idea what was happening. I still don't really know what happened. And then the Twitter mobs that I'm an elitist, white privilege snob or something like this.
Well, clearly you are.
I could not believe it. And then I tried explaining logically to people that, you know, I get that Santa might need a rest. But to your point, Dawn, Mrs. Santa or the head elf. Where's the head elf when everybody needs
him? He just say Santa's taking a little break, but his elves and Mrs. Claus are here.
Or to your point, like, why not just hire two people?
Well, there's only one Santa.
Okay.
Yeah, because you
so
can't.
So Santa could take
Santa.
A quick break,
yeah, okay.
Wink,
yeah.
Wink, and then come right back, if you know what I mean.
But they'd really have
But
to
they
have
really
problem.
Have.
Yeah.
And then which is you're creating more jobs, because there's a lot of out-of-work mall Santas right now. Can I just make that point? And so the one guy on Twitter comes after me about this and how I'm elitist, white privilege, and first world problems, and I'm complaining about waiting in line. And I said, genius, in a capitalist market, you're supposed to give businesses feedback so that the businesses thrive and succeed, right?
Right.
Versus drying up because people are unhappy and very upset with the policy. And I wasn't even taking my son to see Santa because he's scared of Santa and hot cheerleaders. So I was actually doing the right thing here. Was I not?
You were.
And come on, Dawn, be honest. Was I doing the right thing?
You were. And it's frustrating. It's a parent, and I'm sure every parent in that line.
I was their hero.
You were their hero.
I was their hero yesterday. I need a hero. And I was that guy.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.